Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein joins us now, awaiting a Hillary Clinton news conference that follows her speech before the New York delegation. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, Brian. I'm actually just down the hall from you, but I am waiting for this to start. It is a New York-only press conference, and I actually got a call this weekend from the Hillary Clinton campaign telling me about it, which is the first time that's happened in a long time.
You know, some people have been complaining this morning that everything is so focused on Hillary. And yes, we have focused this program very much today, as this is the one day that we're going to be broadcasting from the New York delegation headquarters, focused on Hillary Clinton. And of course, she was coming here to give the speech. But Andrea, I can tell you from going around and talking to delegates, without prompting, it's one of the first things on people's lips, and I think it's one of the biggest concerns for the organizers of the convention. Are they going to present a unified face to America, or not because Hillary Clinton is going to say anything bad, but because there are so many disgruntled Clinton delegates, are they going to present the wrong face to America? How big a thing is this?
Well, I mean, this is the first convention that I've been to ever, and I counted this as my fifth Democratic convention, where actually half the people came pledged to somebody other than the nominee, or just a little less than half. So that does create a different environment, but ultimately, there's not very many people here who are not going to vote for Hillary Clinton, who are not going to work for Hillary Clinton. So the task for the Obama campaign, and the interesting story is, what are they going to do to make those people feel motivated, feel energized? We just heard Hillary Clinton say, you know, I want to be with President Obama when he signs a quality, affordable health care bill. But they are also, the question is, you know, what is Hillary going to say to get everybody involved? And I should say that she is entering now the room with the New York-only press conference, and, of course, all the cameras are going off.
So you'll have to go in just a minute, but how do you think she did today? She talked about not wanting to have to live through another four years of yelling at the television during a Republican administration.
I think that she was pretty clear about where her sentiment lies. The one thing that's still up in the air is her delegates are a bit confused about who they should vote for when the roll call vote is held. She's supposed to be having an event on Wednesday, and she is going to be making it clear to them then.
And what are they supposed to do? Some of the delegates have been saying, like, I'm a superdelegate. I can have it both ways, vote for her and then vote for Obama. Is that the deal?
It's not clear yet. They really are confused, and I have asked a number of delegates, what are you going to do? They are waiting for instructions. I mean, I think that whether there's going to be this big cathartic roll call vote is a matter of question right now.
Okay. It's getting too noisy in there, so we're going to have to wrap it up. WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein attending the New York media-only news conference with Senator Clinton. I'm sure you'll be reporting during the news. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And, folks, if you're following the presidential campaign, you might want to sign up for our Digesting Politics podcast. Every week, WNYC political director Andrea Bernstein and I talk about the race over lunch and send it to you for free. Digesting Politics is a web-only feature that you won't hear on the radio. We will record a new one here in Denver, so sign up for free at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Also, don't forget to sign up for our Twitter feed. We are Twittering the convention, and we'll be doing that through the day. You can see the latest post at WNYC.org, and lots of photographs from Denver also at WNYC.org. You can also sign up, or you can also just nominate an issue in our 30 issues in 30 days nominating process, which is also underway at WNYC.org. More than 100 people have nominated already. Help decide and determine which issues we will be talking about in our presidential election series this fall. Tomorrow, many more newsmakers will be following the money trail, introducing our campaign swag watch. We'll have Margaret Cho tomorrow and a lot more. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Stay tuned for Leonard Lopate.